Support for Where You Eat on WWNO comes from Care Restaurant and Hotel Supply. More at CAIRESupply.com.
They're coming to New Orleans after training for many months. Some have been dreaming of the opportunity for much longer. Some have left behind high-profile jobs to devote themselves to the effort. They'll be on teams representing their nations, and supporters from back home will be traveling to cheer them on. These are the chefs taking part in Bocuse d'Or, often called the Olympics of cuisine, and also in its corollary in desserts, the Pastry World Cup. Both are competitions followed obsessively by food aficionados and chefs working at the highest level of modern cuisine around the world, though their scope and significance are perhaps not fully understood locally. That's about to change. Both of these competitions have qualifying rounds leading to the finale. That's held in Lyon, France, every other year, and it's coming up again in January. This year is the first time the U.S. will host the continental qualifying rounds for North America and South America, and the host city is New Orleans. That's a big deal. Bocuse d'Or was created by the late chef Paul Bocuse, the father of French Nouvelle Cuisine. He wanted to make the world's most rigorous culinary competition. Today, teams from 24 countries take part in the grand finale. The America's qualifying round all happens next week, June 11 through 13th, when the New Orleans Convention Center will be turned into a giant stadium-style competition kitchen. It's open to the public with tickets. One dynamic of these events is the meticulous mode of the chef's teams compared to the boisterous boosterism from spectators, waving flags or wearing flags, chanting their support. After all, these chefs are not representing restaurants, they're representing their countries. It will all turn New Orleans into a world hub for one stripe of culinary culture at its most intricate and competitive. That's a message on an international level underscoring New Orleans as a culinary destination, and that's huge for the city's hospitality scene and culinary culture. Because for top chefs, this year, the road to culinary gold runs through New Orleans. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.